We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. Terriers earned a double overtime win for the second time this weekend on a day where the temperature rose about 10 degrees during the game and came up big when needed it the most.
I just could not be more proud of this group, the grit that they played with. We were tired today, and we decided as a coaching staff to run a really aggressive press, which is tough to do at coming off a double overtime game. Playing back-to-back in field hockey is very, very difficult. And I just really think that I'm just so proud of the way they competed, the way they stayed together, the grit that they showed, the heart, the passion. It was not a masterpiece by any sense of the word, but we were able to pull out the W. And, again, hats off to Northeastern. It was a well-played game and a really competitive match. And just so happy that we were able to pull off the win today, particularly after coming off a really emotional win yesterday. A conference game, double overtime. It's for many reasons, today's game could have been a trap game. And they didn't allow it to happen. They really came out determined to get another victory, and they did it.
Talia with two goals and an assist, scored the overtime winner. She had a hand in all five goals over the weekend. Yeah. Just some remarks on her play.
Talia had a breakout weekend for us. She's just been, she's been steadily getting better and better and better as the season has gone on, really putting her footprint on the game. We tweaked her position a little bit, and I think that little bit of a change wasn't a huge change, but a little bit of a tweak. And she's just, in a lot of ways, she said, get on my back today, team. We're gonna get two victories this weekend. And she's skilled, she's fast, she's a competitor, and just really happy for her. And I think, I think this is just the start of the type of career that she can have and the type of season that she can have.
Corner defense once again came up big when it needed to. They had three corners late in regulation, mm-hmm. and game wasn't decided on an overtime corner, and partially that's because of the corner defense from our end.
Yeah, corner defense has always been something we take a lot of pride in, and something that the girls the women who are in those positions, you got to be brave back there. It's a really, again, I keep using the word gritty. But you got to be gritty, you got to be smart, you got to be brave, and they just play it really, really well. Again, you need a measure of aggressiveness in it, but you also have to really be composed and working together and calm in there. And they're just doing it great. They're really outstanding at it.
And obviously, important to get the homestand off to a good start, and you come away with two double overtime wins. We'll stay in non-conference play for another weekend here. Looking ahead to as we get UNH and Columbia next weekend.
Yeah, I really like the way the schedule set up for us. Get that Bucknell game this past weekend, Saturday, and get a win there. And then we really have 2 weeks to continue to prepare for conference play. And really, conference is our season. So, we had two really great non-conference games coming up next weekend. I love that it's our bye weekend, and we have that opportunity just to continue to build on what we're doing, get better, improve, continue to work on, what's going well and what needs work. And our work ethic this last week in practice was outstanding, and I really expect the same this week and for us to continue to just grow and get better. And I'm looking forward to play New Hampshire Friday night.
Another day, another double overtime win. Talia, today you're the one that got the goal in overtime. Just walk us through the whole play, whether it's setting up Nikki, chasing the ball down, and then finally ending the game.
So we got again in double overtime. I feel like that's like now a specialty. I saw Nikki getting the ball and ripping that shot. I was like, I'm just gonna go for it. I was tired, so I was like, I'm just gonna try to like end it. And then I got the ball, saw a girl coming up me, so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna dribble, try to like get a PC. And then I got through, and I was like, I saw the goalie, and I was like, let's just finish this. And then I got the ball and put it on goal, and it was a goal, so I was really happy. Really happy we finished it, and a double overtime win.
Started off, long homestand. Team needed some wins. Got two of them. What does that do for the team's confidence moving forward?
I think it's a big boost. I think definitely from last weekend where we lost twice. I think this weekend really like showed how much like grit we have in our team and how like we're so passionate about it. So I think this is a really big boost for our confidence, like everyone in this team too. And I'm excited for next weekend too.
I'm not sure if you realize it, but we had 5 goals this weekend, and you either scored or assisted on all 5 of them. Have you had a run like that before?
No, actually not. I was really surprised by myself. I was like, well, I didn't really expect this, but I'm really happy. I think we just like found the right connections, and then people were there where they like had to be, and then we got goals. So I'm really happy. Yeah.